obviously not an ideal time for anyone, but, you know, it seems like it's, you know, quote, worked out as well as it could for you guys, getting the car fixed and stuff like that. It seems like you guys have made a point to make the most of this kind of downtime.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to go through this. I would rather us not have to go through this and have no race car than to be where we're at. But it's definitely testing our resolve. We are using our time wisely to get our NHRA car prepared and get, you know, ready for competition. At the end of the day, we're a race team and we're supposed to be on a racetrack. And going through the spring and not being on a racetrack is like an eerie silence.
Yeah, absolutely. Take me through the process of the car. Obviously, it seems like it's pretty much locked and loaded now, ready to go. Have you been kind of, you know, have you been pretty pleased with just the process of getting this back and just kind of getting everything ready on the car?
Yeah, we took that thing to Reese Brothers Race Cars in Temple, yep, Georgia, and they got it repaired, got it back from paint, picked the car up beginning of last week, and it is spotless. Like, it looks like a brand new race car, and they did a killer job from the paint body work to the work they did on the front part of the chassis that was damaged. It's really nice. I'm in the process now. I had to pretty much rewire everything from the firewall forward and stuff like that. I do myself, and actually do it myself, not just our team. Yeah. Anything electrical like that. So we're actually kind of waiting on me. I finished that today, and we got an engine sitting in the frame rails today, and we're looking to try to have that thing ready to make some test laps by the end of next week is the goal. But very pleased, and I cannot wait to get back behind the wheel of that thing.
And I know, you know, kind of downtime equals time for you to tinker and work on some things and try some different things out. Have you guys, you know, made the most of that? Have you tried some different things or looked at different things? Do you feel like you've had some success, you know, in some areas?
Well, we won't know until we get back on the racetrack.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that I had done to that effect already in the off season. You know, we were geared up, ready to race.
Yeah.
When we went to Orlando. This additional downtime, yes, I'm exploring ways to be more efficient. The majority of our time has been spent on making the racing operation itself more streamlined and efficient.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be harder to race this year than ever before. If we do and when we do get to race, all the races are going to be really stacked close together.
Yep.
We're not going to be racing in supercharger gear anymore like we normally are the first couple three races. So there's a lot of chips that are down for us that aren't normally down. So we've been trying to foresee problems that we're going to have once we get going, and making sure we have enough engines, enough parts, that when we get ready, we can go. We've been kind of stir crazy. We took the I took the Shadow out Tuesday to my local track, the House of Hook in Jackson, South Carolina. Made a couple test laps with it for no other reason but to just go out and put my guys through the rhythm of running a car.
Yeah.
And just put me through. You know, that was the first time I was in the seat after the crash, and I felt like I needed some seat time.
Yeah.
So we took that thing out to Jackson and made a couple of test posts with it, and just ran bottom end, treated it like it's the NHRA car, and you know, it's nice to have that ability to make sure they're still in sync. But I'm worried that we're so prepared to go racing that we're over-prepared. I think that a lot of people are going to be over-prepared to go racing.
When you talk about becoming more efficient or making the entire race operation more efficient, what factors into that? What do you look into, and what things have you kind of, you know, tried to do along those lines?
Everything from the time that we start loading at the shop to the time when we're unloaded at the shop, I have looked at. And I've spent a lot of time on some stuff that people's going to think silly. But, you know, I looked at, I sat the guys down and said, okay, we don't have any drag racing. And this was while our car was in the chassis shop, so we really didn't have anything to do. I'm trying to find something, stuff for them to do. You know, I didn't furlough my guys. I didn't cut their pay. I didn't send them home during this, and I haven't yet, and we're going to continue to do that. But in order to do that, you got to find stuff to do.
Right.
So we sat down and made a spreadsheet of everything that's a pain in the ass about drag racing. And I named the list, things that are a pain in the ass about drag racing. And oftentimes when we go to the track, we spend so much time on focusing on things that make the car fast that a lot of times we never look at all the stuff that it takes to make the car go fast that has nothing to do with the car. One example is the biggest pain in the ass of setting the pits up at the track is the awning. It is labor intensive. It takes about 30 minutes. It's heavy. And what I've tried to do during this off time is everything that makes my guys tired that don't make that race car faster, I've tried to make it easier. So I built an awning rack that mounts to the wall that pulls the entire awning out of the trailer on a cart on wheels at one time instead of taking one pole out, walking back in. One pole out, walking back in.
Oh, that's incredible.
Stuff like that. So, like, it took me a week. This is something that I never would have done had we not had this. Because it is literally, I spent about $200 in material. I welded it all up. We fabricated a prototype out of wood. It's either going to fall onto the race car and crush it the first time we haul the trailer down the road. Or it's going to, you know, stuff like that. We put all new lighting in the trailer. I'm going to walk in there and I'm like, you know, it's a little dim. So we replaced all the lighting. Made new service carts for all the toolboxes. The top end box, bottom end box, torque converter service box. We went through, drove all the tools out of the pit cart. Found out what was missing, inventoried it. Machined some sockets to make them fit better on the engine. Came up with a different tool set for servicing the engine. You know, I told the guys, if there's anything that doesn't fit perfect or that you have to, if you find yourself struggling to do something, I want you to tell it to me and we're going to engineer a solution. So it's not really one big major thing. It's just an entire bunch of little stuff that we've done to make sure that when we hit the ground running, my idea is we're not going to have a lot of off race weekends once we get going.
Right.
We're not going to have time. If I can keep my guys healthy and keep them from getting wore out and burnt out, the race car will end up in the winner's circle four. That is my theory.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly seems to make sense. How important was it for you to keep the guy, you know, not have to face any, you know, furlough or laid off temporarily or anything like that? Was that a big thing for you to try to make that happen?
It's my number one priority, and it's the one thing that I will not bend on.
Yeah.
Everybody says that our team is like family. Our team is family.
Yeah.
Well, times like this shows you how much your actions stand behind your words.
Right.
I can't jump up and down and say, this team is my family. We're a big family over here. And 2 weeks into this deal, tell everybody they're fired.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. I told my guys as soon as this started, I am going to pay you your salary until I go broke, and then we'll all quit racing together. I run my team like if we're all in a boat. I tell them all the time, if there's a hole in the boat, we're all going to be sitting on the bottom of the lake with a paddle rowing the boat together.
Right.
If there's no hole in the boat, we're going to all be sitting up on top of the water hauling ass. But we're all going to be in the boat. It's a huge financial undertaking for me continuing to keep everyone on payroll and keep everything going with $0 coming in right now.
Yeah.
But you cannot replace the talent that I have. And a lot of teams are going to find out that if let people go, that you can't, the thing that makes these race cars run is
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need money. Yes, they need parts. Yes, they need a good driver. But the people that take them apart and put them together and care about them and treat these race cars like they're their own, that's what makes drag racing cars win. It doesn't matter if it's fast. Being fast helps you to win. Having the right people in the right spots to work on them and knowing that they have your back when times are down, that's what enables you to win.
Well, I want to end this on a lighter note, and I know YouTube-wise, you guys have been knocking it out of the park, but you've managed to, you guys have managed to have some fun together as a team, you know, chopping down trees or, you know, doing whatever. Has that been enjoyable for you to kind of, you know, kind of display that a little bit on YouTube for one?
Well, we always try to have fun. I try to keep it very lighthearted. We spend so much time around each other that if you don't have fun, you'll hate each other pretty fast.
Right.
With that said, chopping down that tree was zero fun. I'm sure it was fun for all of y'all.
Yes.
I would have been better off to buy my own damn lunch than I would have been to get that axe and swing it at that tree.
Absolutely.
In my mind, in my feeble, Stevie Fast mind, I really thought I was going to hit that thing about three times and it was going to fall. It took me an hour and like 15 minutes to chop that thing down, and I'm in good shape. But the YouTube channel... I have, and from our feedback, I've very much enjoyed, and our fans have very much enjoyed, seeing the personal side of our life.
Absolutely.
And our interaction with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody focuses so much on the race car, it's nice to demonstrate how much of a family that we are, and I've been enjoying it.